Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Archie McCain. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Archie McCain. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Berg reaches second base with a double. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berg scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills takes first base on ball 4. McCain moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Kramer reaches second base with a double. McCain scores. Mills goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Pete reaches second base with a double. Bonura scores. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 1 in the game. Renza hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Renza reaches second base with a double. Pete scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Renza moves to third. Johnny Markham now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball towards center field. Kramer fields the ball and throws to home. Berg drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Berg. Renza scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mills moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. McNair reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Renza hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Renza reaches second base with a double. Pete moves to third. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-1 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mills hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walker bunts for an out with unknown description. Krivic moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Renza hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Moberg. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Chapman scores. One out. It's White Sox, 5, Red Sox, 5. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-2 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mills hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Desodal's now catching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walker bunts for an out with unknown description. Krivic moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Appling for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. Cronin bunts, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 6, Red Sox, 6. Clint Brown now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Higgins is walked intentionally. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McNair is walked intentionally. Higgins moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Higgins moves to third. McNair moves to second. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.